Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joined by a proud investigator from TLD Proud Investigators, Becky Dube. Becky, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for having me.
So, Becky,
good afternoon also to your listeners.
Tell us a little bit about this new trend of extortion that's doing the rounds.
Yes, you are quite right. It's really something else. And they are coming in different forms of extortions. Some that I would just mention, maybe a few that we have worked on, there can be extortion, corporate extortions, in situations that we have seen even in that article on the 9th from News 24, mainly about the criminals who can target a certain company or mines or any business that can be in a certain location, in a situation whereby they demand works, which most of the time they do not even maybe qualify for. There are those that come as a form of bribery when someone they've accessed maybe your information as a business person or as a CEO or a director, and they want to use that. They can share that to, with your competitors or with the public. And it goes even to personal level where it's now between in home a setup when you get these people can come and they can threaten maybe the wife that if we know A, B, C, D, or we have checked your policy, we have seen this and that, or you have met them online or things like that, then they will demand money. So it's quite a lot. Kidnapping, we have seen, is rising extremely high in South Africa. I believe some sources, they say we are even above Mexico's city, which is known for cartels and all those drugs. So us as a rainbow nation to be in that situation means we are really in a very, very complex situation.
So, Becky, you raised the issue, of course, of other crimes such as kidnapping, where we're reaching the same point of Medellin and Bogota in Colombia in the late 90s, and, of course, Mexico yeah. City in the 2000s, where kidnapping became the order of the day. But apart from the protection rackets that are being run by these different extortion syndicates, there's also the more common one that's doing the rounds, like you mentioned, where people befriend you on social media. They then ask for your WhatsApp details, and before you realize it, they're sending you very compromising pictures, asking for compromising pictures, and whether or not you send them, they then start this whole targeted harassment, asking for money, saying that they're going to reveal this to your friends and family. What is your advice to somebody if somebody befriends them on social media and starts wanting to move this across to WhatsApp and it starts becoming a little bit strange, a little bit, you know, suspect?
Yes, you're right to state the data there. And I believe that's the first line we people need to be aware of. Usually when you drive, you get to a hotspot of hijacking, there will be a banner that is written that. So now when you go to social media or you speak to a stranger, even on WhatsApp, on Twitter, Facebook, you just need to know that you are walking in a hotspot. So you need to be very, very careful and make it a point that under any circumstance, you do not share any discriminating things or any news or anything that can be used against you. So it's more of most of the people who approach us, you might find out they're not even aware of such things. So they meet this person, they send anything, then that person sends something, and at the end of the day, it becomes like a common agreement or something that is flowing. Why this? You are already a victim, and the perpetrator has already started to really do wrong on you.
So, Becky, you've just said something that's so important. You've said, treat everybody with caution. Be suspicious. Don't take things for what they are. There's warning signs out there for hijack hotspots, there should be warnings out there for social media. But as much as you and I can speak until we're blue in the face, people still fall for this, and it's human nature. What does a person do if they fall for one of these extortion rackets?
Usually from what we do when we get a client, we always track those people down, because most of the times these criminals, they hide on the plain sight. It's not people, maybe some of them are not those people who stay maybe in that dark world. You find out some that will always maybe get a link, usually using maybe their phone number or the phone that they're using to target the client or the victim. You find out they use other phones that maybe are recorded on their names. And when you check, even maybe you profile them, you can end up finding out it's just somebody who is doing this thing maybe as a part-time. And most probably that's when we can now, if we know your identity, definitely to avoid that, you will stop whatever you are doing. And also, we can initiate some arrest there.